Blog Talk Radio.
From Ajijic, Mexico, on the shores of beautiful Lake Chapala, it's Music Sin Fronteras. I'm your host, Patrick O'Heffernan. Today's program is a reprise of an interview we conducted with Mexican singer-songwriter Yanine Saavedra, who delivered her long-anticipated album, Buscueta, last night at a release party in Guadalajara. We wanted to have her here live today, but there are so many things happening this week for both of us, but especially for her, that we were not quite able to put it together. But we will soon. In the meantime, in today's program, she talks about her hopes and dreams for the album, some of which came true last night. Well, because this is a reprise program, no phone calls or emails, please. We actually talked with her in August of this year, so she's not really here today, right? Before we play the interview, I want to welcome our listeners on the CyberStationUSA.com network. Hi, everybody out there. And their radio affiliates who will be hearing us later tonight. And also the Artistic Echoes and Canalside Radio Network in the UK. As well, of course, as everybody listening to us on blogtalkradio.com. And as I always do, let me remind everyone that this is Mexico and it is noisy, so you may occasionally hear some odd sounds that get through our soundproofing. Okay, that's all said. Let's listen to the interview with Yanine. Yanine Saavedra is a singer, a composer, a songwriter, and an extraordinary talent. In a world where there are dozens of girls with guitars who are very good, she stands out. Her voice can move from haunting to electric, her music can break your heart or move your feet or both, and she is fun and funny. She blends traditional music and modern beats and rhythms with lyrics in Spanish and French. She has toured Europe, performed in the renowned clubs of Guadalajara, and recently packed the La Mezcalería, my Spanish is not getting better fast enough, venue in Ajijic, where she lives and where Music Sin Fronteras is based. And even more exciting, she's putting the final touches on her debut album, her much-anticipated debut album. Yanine, welcome to Music Sin Fronteras.
Thank you very much, Patrick.
Well, since I realize that English is not your first language, and Spanish is certainly not my first language, if you can't find a word in English that you need, just say it in Spanish and maybe I'll know it, or maybe Google will, okay?
That's clear.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, now, have you always sung? Did you start singing as a child?
Yes, since I was a very little girl. My dad, he's a singer, so at home I always heard music, listened to the music and songs, and so I sang all the time.
Was your family musical? Did they play and sing?
My father, he sings. He sings really, really well, and he teaches singing, so yes. I'm coming from a Bohemian family.
A Bohemian family?
Bohemian, yeah.
Now, what does that mean?
That means that we were doing all the time at home parties with the family and with friends, and we get together to play songs and sing, and so I have this very, very deep in my family.
Could you remember the first time you sang in public?
In public, wow. The first time. For me, it's important the first time I sing for the audience. But that was it was when I was busking in Granada, when I start busking. So yes, I remember. Yes.
Did you like busking?
Yes. I mean, at the beginning it was really difficult, but I had to do it because I need to earn some money. So yes, I liked it. It wasn't so easy at the beginning, but then I get used to it since I did it many years.
Have you ever heard of the band La Santa Cecilia?
Ah, a little bit, yeah.
Okay, well, they started busking in Pasadena 8 years ago, and last year they filled Disney Hall with 2,000 people.
Wow.
So busking can lead to other things.
Wow, yes.
Right. Well, when did you realize that singing was what you wanted to do?
Yes, when I went to Granada, to the south of Spain, it was because I wanted to become a flamenco dancer. But then I didn't connect really well with this beautiful culture, but it wasn't for me. So it was when I started to sing, I said, yeah, this is my thing. I was feeling more natural singing than dancing flamenco.
When did you start writing songs?
Writing songs? I think it was in the 2011 when I came back from Granada. I stayed there for years and a half. And I came back to Mexico and I went with my family to Mazamitla, to the mountains here. They were staying there for a period of time. I stayed with them and then I started to connect with what I wanted to say and to create the nature. It was a big inspiration.
To get the curse of being a musician,
yes.
A songwriter. Yes. So what was the first song that you wrote?
It's really funny, but it could be the really first. It's not in the it won't be part of the album. It's called Utopia. But in that moment, I call it peace song. Yeah, so it was really romantic and naive. Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
Mexicans do romantic songs very well.
I know.
Canción de amor.
All the time.
Okay. I've seen you live, and your performances are electric, muy emocionante. And I want to play a song that I heard you sing at La Mascarilla, and this is Impermanente.
¿Cómo deshacer esas huellas que temen si ni siquiera que han de tener? Aún así disfruto la falta de calor, tendré que parar mis pasos. ¿Cómo renovar las ideas? Nada vacío estoy para poder perdurar en el hoy. Aún así disfruto la falta de calor.
Singing about there?
Wow. I will try to explain. Impermanente, it's impermanent. It's an idea of living the present moment. Yes. The chorus says, un instante is an instant. Eterno, eternal. Sin avanzar, sin ir atrás, without going forward, without going backward. Yes.
Okay, all right.
Something like that.
Is that a metaphor for your life?
Yes, I kind of, I try to be in the present moment and not to be a lot in the future, which is difficult, but I like to remember myself to be in the present moment.
Okay.
I like it. It's interesting.
Well, the arrangement of that song, El Arreglo Musical, is muy sophisticado. It's very sophisticated. So how did you create that song?
Mm-hmm. Well, it took me a while, actually. This song, I have changed it many, many, many times. So, yeah, just it came out. I was just, I like to start something in my guitar just to do something rhythmically, and then something comes out. I don't know how it comes, but it's like that. But I've changed a lot, the lyrics and the melodies. It's been a while, yes.
Is this the final version?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Well, I want to play another one of your very sophisticated songs. And this is actually my favorite song that's on your Bandcamp site. And this is Buscada.
Sentir la marea suave sobre la arena, sin espuma ni ondas ni huella. Trazar la línea para retroceder, caminar y empezar a querer. Cuestionar el sabor de los fríos primaverales, verticales y horizontales. Huir montaña arriba a deshilachar mis
is so emotional, even if I don't understand all the words, and I don't. For those of us who don't speak good Spanish, what do the lyrics say? Why does it touch your heart so much?
Yeah. Wow. It's not easy to explain that. Well, I mean, Búsqueda is the name of the album, which is searching, no? So it's all of these years that I've been traveling and looking for my style and influence. I had a lot of emotions and confusions and feel and all of this of being really far from my family and country, no? So it's a result of this searching, no? But still I'm on it because the album it's a mix of very, very different rhythms and influences. So this song is kind of a resumen.
Mm-hmm.
Resume?
Yeah, resume.
A resume of this.
Right.
Mix of feelings
life.
Yes.
Okay. There's a part of that song, I think it's mm-hmm. towards the end, when you sound like you're very far away and you're talking to us, well, maybe through a telephone.
Yeah.
What are you telling us?
¿Cómo vas a hacer el nudo para todo? I need to translate. Please help me. You know the newt? The newt?
Yes.
How can I untie?
Untie
the knot.
The knot.
The knot.
Yes.
It's kind of the translation of how can I untie the knot? To lose everything.
Ah.
I say this.
Okay. Yes.
So it's like all the blockage.
Yes.
In French.
Okay.
I
don't speak French, but that's all right.
No,
I
but
think
I
don't
know it in English. When it's everything is.
It's very tight.
Yes. This knot that we have inside.
Yes.
So there I'm asking, how can I
untie the knot, break the knot, okay.
To lose everything, no?
Okay, to be free.
To be free, yes. So
okay.
This is kind of like this.
All
I'm
right.
Repeating all the time,
asking
myself, can I untie the knot?
Now I understand why
that
song is so so emotional, because it's you coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah, huh? Okay, well, there's another song in your Bandcamp collection that I want to play, and that's Question a la Yuzhan. And here it is.
¿Por qué, para qué, de qué, ya qué? ¿Por qué, para qué, de qué, ya qué? ¿Por qué? Dimensión y no hay duda de que sentimos ataduras, pues para poder seguir jugando hay que ser aceptadas, aunque nos sintamos muy extrañas. Al elegir el rol del personaje el cual cambiamos a cada instante, seguiremos creyendo que somos más que reales. ¿Por qué? ¿Para qué? ¿De qué? ¿Ya qué? Cuestiona la ilusión. ¿Por qué? ¿Para qué? Puedo escuchar la palabra eternidad, como descifrar lo que es el destino si no dejo de escuchar. Conócete a ti mismo al elegir el rol del personaje el cual cambiamos a cada instante. Seguiremos creyendo que somos más que reales. ¿Por qué? ¿Para qué? ¿De qué? ¿De qué? Cuestiona la
That song is hypnotic, and I understand I didn't quite pronounce it right, so why don't you say it?
Cuestiona la ilusión.
Cuestiona la ilusión. Okay. I can't get the hook in that song out of my mind. What are you questioning? What's the illusion?
I think it's illusion that all we have, no? Like asking why here, like we're supposed to be really sure of what we want. Everybody is really sure, and then everywhere you see the people is really sure of what they think is their truth, their philosophy or whatever. So for me, it's like, no, what's the real truth? Everything could be an illusion, no?
There was a movie made about that, right? Yes, called The Matrix.
Exactly.
Yeah, all right, okay. Well, one thing that's not an illusion.
Yes.
Is that you're about ready to release an album.
You are
about ready to release an album, right?
Exactly. In my dreams, yeah.
In your dreams.
But I hope yes.
It's not an illusion, no?
No, it could be a truth. Yeah, a reality, yes. It is.
Maybe next month?
Yes.
Okay.
It's almost ready.
Almost ready.
Okay. Yeah.
And the name is?
Búsqueda,
that's right, Búsqueda. And is it going to be all new songs?
Sí, it will be 12 songs.
12, that's
a
big
album.
That's
a lot, I know.
Yeah, that's good. So.
You need to be patient.
All right. Well, how can people follow you and learn when the album is ready?
Yes, you can follow me on Facebook or Instagram for the moment. And then there I can announce when it's ready, the album. So my Facebook, you can find me like Yanin Saavedra. It's Yanin Saavedra. Saavedra. And in Instagram, Yanin Music. Together.
Okay.
There
all
I can
right.
announce them my website. I will share.
Well, you know what? When it comes out, I think we're going to have you back on the show. Because then I'll be able to play some of the new music. Okay.
I'm glad, please.
All right, you don't mind?
No, yeah,
okay.
I don't mind.
and I should also tell our audience that Yanin has been very generous. We're not in my studio now, we're in her studio. So I'm sitting here looking at her musical instruments and at her mixer and all of the wonderful things that she uses to create music, including two cajones.
Yes.
One of which is being used as a speaker a table. But we're going to take a couple of photographs of her in her studio, and you'll be able to go to our page and take a look at them. In the meantime, Yanine, thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show today.
Thank you very much, Patrick, for inviting me. Pleasure.
Yanine Saavedra, you can follow her on Instagram, is probably the best place, and on Facebook. If you get a chance to see her, if you're in Mexico and you get a chance to see her play live, don't miss the opportunity. She is wonderful.
And that was the reprised interview with Yanine Saavedra. It was broadcast in August of this year. If you're listening in the Chapala area, you will get a chance to see her live this Saturday at Pancho's in Riberas. She'll be singing cover songs and a few from the new album. And, of course, you can also reserve your copy of the album with her at Bandcamp. It's a great opportunity to see her up close and personal. Well, speaking of up close and personal, the clock is saying it's time to be up close and personal out of here. So it's time for me to thank you all for listening to the Blog Talk Radio Network and listening to me on the Blog Talk Radio Network, the CyberStation USA Network, and the Artistic Echoes Network in the UK and all of our various radio affiliates. If you like our Facebook page and follow our Twitter feeds, you'll get real-time updates on our guests. Our program director, Jason Bartleben, our British syndicators, Artistic Echoes, and our UK editor is Michael Chisholm. You can download this and other Sin Fronteras programs at blogtalkradio.com, or we're also on iTunes. About 15 minutes after the show's over, you can find our podcast. Tune in next week. Next week, we're going to talk with the Mexican electro rock band Melty. You might have caught them on their tour in 2016, or you might have seen them at the Girls Rock LA Festival and enjoyed the band member Carla Alcocer and watched her do things with an electric violin that just don't seem possible. So check out our Twitter stream and our Facebook page, and we will update you on the band and our guests and everything else. And in the meantime, have a great musical weekend.